Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Lansing residents going to the polls tomorrow for the city council primaries. Among the candidates for the at-large seat is John Crone. He joins two other newcomers in the race to talk about Lansing and his vision for the city. John joins me now. Welcome to the program, John.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to appear.
Now, John, Lansing saw some big cuts this year, which included the police and fire departments. More cutbacks are likely next year. When you look at the city government bureaucracy, where would you support further cuts, since that's, in fact, something city leaders will likely need to do next on the next budget?
I think there's things we can look at. I've actually sat down with some Lansing police officers, and a lot of people question why we need to have the North Precinct and the South Precinct, as well as our downtown offices for the police department. They look at cities like Grand Rapids that have more area to cover and more people to cover, who are doing it, you know, out of fewer locations, and they wonder if that's a cost that, you know, that's something we need to be spending money on when we could be spending that money on police officers' salaries. So,
you know, the last city budget was passed by a 5-3 vote. Carol Wood, one of the current at-large candidates, or council members, that is, was among those who voted against it. Do you think this budget was the best option, or would you have joined those who dissented?
I probably would have voted in favor of it. The city needs to pass a budget to operate. So I would have, you know, definitely I could give you a more intelligent answer if I had been there and been part of the process. I definitely think they need to start working on the budget sooner and get all the kinks worked out, you know, much further in advance, so it doesn't have to come down to, you know, so much squabbling and heartache at the last minute. So
I see. And I guess the mayor was mostly involved in his administration in putting the budget together. Is that a process that you think is beneficial to the city?
Well, that's the process that our city has. We have a strong mayor set up, you know, as opposed to the strong council or the city manager set up. So that is, you know, that's how it works. But I think that having a city council that's more willing to work with the mayor's office at every step of the process, you know, will help. It'll, you know, the city council will have a lot more input on the budget that way, and, you know, perhaps we'll see some things coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The council really needs to be more proactive about working with the mayor's office and things like that.
So you're going up against longtime council member Carol Wood and Derek Quinney, both with plenty of experience and familiarity with city residents. Why should voters support a newcomer like yourself instead of the two incumbents?
Well, we've seen a lot of divisiveness on council, and we've seen some things not happen because of that divisiveness. And I pride myself as being a person who can work with all sorts of sides, all sorts of people in the political spectrum, the socioeconomic spectrum, and find some common interests. I have a really diverse background. You know, I've worked in nonprofit, I've worked in government. I'm also a small business owner, so I have all these different perspectives. You know, I'm not particularly aligned with the party. I'm certainly not aligned with any of the big interests in Lansing, be it the developers and business interests, or the union interests, or the mayor's office, or Woods people, or, you know, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
All those personalities that we've seen time and time again butt heads over Lansing issues. I am not any of their candidates. I am, if you look at my campaign finance reports, which I've published on my website, as well as everyone else in the at-large race, I've published them all on my website. It tells a lot about who we are as candidates. You know, I received more individual contributions from Lansing residents than anybody else besides Rory Nooner.
Uh-huh.
And all those donations were smaller. And if you look at the names of the people who donated to me, you're not going to recognize any of them.
Do you think, I was going to ask you, in terms of the council, when you talk about the divisiveness, do you think that's a personal issues that are occurring there, or do you think they're actually based on real differences on the issues the city's facing?
I think it's partly personal. I think it's partly where their funding comes from. If you look at PAC money, you know, special interest money, you'll see that a lot of it on a certain side goes to some council members, and a lot of it on a certain other side goes to other council members. And those are the council members that are always butting heads over things. So when somebody is financing your campaign to that extent, upwards of $15,000 in an election cycle in some cases, it makes it hard for you to really evaluate a position based on you know, evidence from all sides and putting yourself in the shoes of every side. So
understood. I'm talking to John Crone. He's a Lansing City Council candidate for the at-large seat. The primaries are tomorrow, and he is among those that is in the running. John, the Lansing City voters turned down the millage increase that would have spared some police and fire department positions. Do you think the residents made the right decision?
I do. I voted no on the millage, and that's something I've had to defend a lot. It's sort of outspoken among my peers, but I really don't think that it's not like there's never a case where I would increase taxes if it were necessary. And I voted in the past for millages for parks and libraries and CAD and things that I think are important to the infrastructure of our city and quality of life. But you know, I voted no on this because it's a big tax increase, and Lansing residents don't need that right now. A lot of people are really house poor. Some people, their houses all they have, they don't have steady employment. Mm-hmm. And we have a housing crisis in Lansing. We need to be making it easier for people to own houses in Lansing because home ownership strengthens neighborhoods. It prevents crime by having more home ownership.
Although, I need to ask you, isn't the city less safe, though, with the reduction in the number of police officers on the street?
I would have to see some statistics. My personal feeling is that I feel that Lansing is pretty safe. Sure, it has crime, like all cities do, but I've lived in some of the worst parts of town, and it's people. You know, I don't like fear mongering, and I don't think that it's fair for the city to say, well, you have two options: raise your taxes, or Lansing becomes unsafe. There's a lot of things we can do, like I said, some consolidation of the precincts, or some renegotiation of contracts. I mean, that kind of stuff is tough, but in these tough economic times, we mm-hmm. do have to make tough choices like that in the interest of public safety. You saw the firemen do that. You know, they did renegotiate their contracts, and I think they were going to lay off some, like, what, 32 people, and then in the end they only had to lay off 11 or something to that extent.
No,
there was some pain in that process. We had to, you know, they closed a couple fire stations too, but this is the world we live in today. There's less revenue, and we have to make tough decisions and figure out how to spend what little revenue we have left wisely.
I see. So in a sense, if you do get on the council, you're prepared to make further cuts then to the budget. Now, other than the police and fire departments, are there specific areas within the government other than those two departments that really are not spending money in an efficient or wise way?
I don't have the sort of access and insight. I'm not in those men and women's shoes every day as they do their jobs. That would be part of my job as a city council person, to get in and meet with people in every department. And I want to talk to the people at the lowest level who are actually doing the work, and, you know, not the management, and say, look, is what you're doing the most efficient way to do this? Where do you think we could save money? And I think that you'll find that the people that are on the ground every day doing the work probably have some really good ideas. Mm-hmm. About the inefficiencies in the department and where we could save money. So I would the first thing I would do is hold meetings with all of those folks.
Okay.
And, you know, I would also pass a lot of more responsibility onto our neighborhood organizations.
Gotcha. We're down to 10 seconds. John, thank you very much. Yeah. John Crone, he is a Lansing City Council at-large candidate, and the primaries are tomorrow. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.